Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Well, hello and good evening and happy Wednesday. I am here tonight presenting my special guest, Aisha, who is a gifted clairvoyant. I met Aisha recently at a holistic fair out in the Sacramento area, and she is such powerful energy and such a warm person. I thought it would be really great to have her here on the show. So one of the things that she says to me is she loves to connect with individuals' energy to provide insight and understanding of the path that they're on. Her readings focus on spiritual enlightenment and positive insight to help expand the human experience, which is really exciting. And her readings consist of connecting with an individual's energy to increase awareness into the past, present, and future, but to also identify issues in areas of an individual's life that may be hindering them from spiritual growth. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Aisha. Hi, Aisha.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It is an honor to be here and talking with you and your guests.
Thank you for coming. So one of the things that really intrigues me about your process, you know, myself and my own work that I do, I get really excited with working with people that want to grow, that don't just want to ask a question but want to take their process, focus on what needs to change and move forward. And the thing in your message that speaks to identifying issues and having a focus on the things that are standing in the way so that people can grow is just very powerful for me. Why don't you kind of talk about that for a second, just kind of speak to why that's important to you.
Well, it's important to me because I've been through a lot of different things in my life, good and bad. And, you know, for me, I had to realize that I am the person that creates my world. I'm the writer. I'm the director. You know, so I cast the people in my life that I want. And so I believe that when you start to really think about your life, you have to know the things that are going on in your life to help trigger certain things and help keep you in, you know, the condition that you are, especially if it's in, you know, in a bad condition. And, you know, I believe that, you know, a lot of times we don't know what we need to know to move forward. A lot of times, you know, we go through things and we don't even see the light that's in front of us, you know. And a lot of times we don't know that there are certain things that we need to work on to help us grow and move forward, to be our God self, because ultimately that's why we're here. You know, this is school for us. We're here to learn and to grow and become gods. We are gods, but we've just forgotten that we're gods. And so, you know, I believe that, you know, people, you know, are given certain gifts to help people move forward and become their God self. And so I believe that I was given that gift to help people to move forward and become their God self and to know that anything in life that they want to have, they just have to put that energy into it and put it out there in the universe and make it happen for themselves. You know, the only thing that stops us is ourselves. You know, we allow fear to stop us from being great. So,
wow.
You know, I truly believe that, you know, we are the ones who make our world the way that we want, and I think we've just forgotten that.
Very powerful, very, very true. And when you work with people, do you find it easier to help them focus on that? Do you find people often wanting to avoid the focus on the growth when you're working with
and,
them?
You know, I find people a lot of times – It's a lot of times I think it's a challenge because I think just naturally we don't want to hear anything that's negative. And so a lot of times instead of taking it as something that's helpful to make us move forward, a lot of times we're already on the defensive about it. And so But for me, I understand that because I've been there. I still do it sometimes, but then I have to sit back and I say, okay, why is this message being given to me? And what can I do with this message to help better my life and help me move forward? Because, you know, for me, ultimately, I want to raise my vibration. I want to raise my frequency. I want to move higher. I want to elevate. And so I have to take it in sometimes and listen to what people say. That's because sometimes you don't see the things that you're doing that are quote-unquote negative, you know. Yeah. I really don't think there's anything that we do that's necessarily really negative. I think it's really all an experience to help us grow. But a lot of times we don't want to hear it because, you know, most of the times we only want to hear good things about ourselves. But how can you grow if you don't hear the negative things?
Yeah, that's so true. And what made you decide, at what point in your life did you become the person that you are now in terms of this this work that you do? Because I'm assuming you didn't jump out of the womb doing this, right?
No, you know what? My mom was very spiritual. I mean, she was such a beautiful spiritual woman. And, you know, it's funny because my background, I was raised in Christianity and Islam. And so that right there is like, wow, you know, because I had my grandmother who was Christian, my parents who was Muslim. And so when I'd go to my grandmother's house, there was things I could do that I wasn't allowed to do when I was at home with my parents. So I kind of was confused. Then my mom got out of, you know, some things happened. And so she kind of just said, she took a different path, more of a spiritual, and she was just really open to things. And so she started to teach us in a way of not just Christianity or Islam. She just started to teach us really about the world and taught us about being open. And so she would always say, you know, learn everything you can about the different religions, but take what only gravitates to your spirit and use that. And so the more she taught us, the more I started to open up. And thank goodness for me, I was blessed because my mom was spiritual, because so many things happened to me that scared me, that really terrified me, which could have taken me into the opposite direction. Fortunately for me, I had my mom to explain and help me understand, because there's a lot of people who are very gifted, but they don't have an understanding of what's going on with them as it happens. A lot of times I think they're crazy. They don't understand that they're opening up spiritually. And so they may hear things, wow. They may see things. But if they don't have someone explaining what's going on, it is frightening. And it could take them in the total opposite direction and shut them down. So for me, I was fortunate that my mom helped me to develop my gifts. You know, and I started off when I would do my readings, I'd have to hold a person's hand and feel their energy. Then I started to evolve where I could have something of theirs that they were wearing, and I could feel their energy. Then it got to the point where I could just be around a person, and I could feel their energy, to the point where I could talk to a person on the phone and just pick up their energy. So I evolved, and because I tried to stay open and I tried to learn, it just started to grow and grow and grow and grow. But I was just, like I said, I was fortunate. I had someone who helped me understand those things that were happening to me so that I wouldn't be so fearful and go in the opposite direction.
That's really very cool to have that experience where you had your mother there. I can definitely appreciate, respect that. I have a powerful mother energy that she took me through it, through my youth, through my teenage years, and that's one of the reasons I am where I'm at right now, so I can appreciate that it really does help. But here's the thing. You've got a ton of people who want to talk to you, and I'd like to get to some of them because everybody's so excited to talk to you on the phone. So I'm going to take our first caller and see if anybody has any questions for you. It's always fun to ask questions on the radio. So I'm going to take our first caller. If I can get my technology to work here, there we go. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tonetta.
Hi, Tonetta.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What kind of questions do you have for Aisha today?
Hi. I have a love question regarding a man that I'm involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need his initials or his first name?
No, what's your question?
My question is, can you please let me know if the man that I'm involved with is going to make the decision in May or June to move in here and start living with me?
Okay, the first thing that I felt from that is, so to me, it felt like a rush. Like, sometimes when we're in relationships with people, as a female, we are on one page and they are on a totally different page. And a lot of times we want to, we're so advanced in what we want, and a guy is slow. The energy I feel is like it's going to happen. It just might not happen as soon as you want it to happen. It feels like there's some hesitation. He feels some hesitation on whether or not this is something that he wants to go all in with. Because once he makes that commitment, I mean, it's, you know, it kind of changes things. And I'm not saying this to say that he doesn't care about you or he doesn't want to be with you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the energy I'm feeling from him is just he's really kind of thinking it out. He just doesn't want to make the wrong decision in a sense of, I don't want to really kind of, I really want to think this out so that I'm making the right decision so our relationship can move forward and not backwards. So the energy feels like give it a little bit more time. Don't try to put it on a time limit, because that's a lot of times where we mess up, is putting it, you know, on a time frame and not letting it grow the way it's supposed to grow. So the energy is good around it. Just be a little bit more patient.
Okay.
Oh, wow,
great.
That's powerful. That's awesome. Well, does that give you the answer you needed to hear today?
Yes, thank you.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for calling in. You have a fantastic
thank
evening.
You. Bye-bye. You too.
Oh, I do get a lot of calls and a lot of people come connecting with me when I do the radio or when I'm out in the community about love. You know, love is like
right.
a hot topic. And it always kind of it's fascinating to me. And, you know, I had an opportunity recently to do a presentation in front of a large group of people in a community that I was not normally in, and they were so excited to have me there. And I'm like, okay, you got 15 more minutes. Does anybody have a question? And the person stood up, and I felt their question because it was about feel that they had some stuff going on in their life that they really needed, like an oracle to really help them. But the question they chose to ask was about this love relationship that they already knew deep in their soul. That was, they knew the answer to the question.
Right.
How often when you're working with people do you find yourself kind of going through this process of love with people?
I would say about, out of all the readings, probably about 95% of my readings is about love. And, you know, it's amazing to me, you know, because, you know, if, when you talk to people, then you really start realizing how important love is to people, you know, and how everybody wants to be loved and they want to connect with someone. I find that a lot of times when I read people, especially women, a lot of times we are so, like, we're so ready for love. And a lot of times we just want to rush it. And I find a lot of my readings, they want to put ultimatums on the person. And I always say, don't put ultimatums, because, you know, when you start doing that, this is going to take them the opposite direction. We're in such a hurry to have someone love us and be loved that we don't get to, we don't take the time to get to know the person and let things just flow naturally and to grow naturally, because we want to rush. And a lot of times, you know, I find women who, you know, they're asking questions about, are we going to get married? And, you know, and I start to feel the energy of the male. I can feel his energy. And a lot of times when I say, you know, just, you know, slow it down, they kind of get upset with me because they want me to say what they want to hear. And I just don't believe in telling someone something that they want to hear because they want to hear it, because I take my gift very seriously. And so I, you know, I believe that I was given this great gift to help people, not to use it to just for money. And although I do make a living from this, I take it very seriously because you're messing with a person's heart. You know, you're messing with a person's world. And I believe that even if it's something they don't want to hear, they need to hear it. And at some point, they'll process it in their own way, and they'll understand why I said what I said. And most of the time, you know, when people call me back, they're like, you're right. I didn't understand at the time why you said it. You know, or they'll say, well, I did this, and you were exactly right. He went the opposite direction. We're in such an age now where everybody wants everything right now that it just messes everything up. because we're always thinking about time. Time is something that really is, it doesn't exist. Just like birthdays. We're only born one time, but we celebrate it every year. We're not born every year. That's why we age, because we put ourselves on a time clock.
Very well said. Very well said. Let's see what our next caller has to ask about this evening. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Good evening, ladies. My name is Sanithia.
Oh, pretty
Hi,
name.
Sanithia.
Thank you. Hi. I'm so glad I got through. Thank you for taking my call. I hate to disappoint you, but yes, it's a love question.
Oh, no. I don't mind love questions, so don't take it like I do. I don't mind them at all. Okay?
Okay. Well, you made a good point, and I just want to see what kind of energy do you pick up around a relationship I'm in right now? Because I'm feeling a certain way, but I don't know if it's just me being paranoid or, you know, if what I'm feeling is real.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you something, because I immediately felt, so this is what I immediately felt. I felt some anxiety with you. And I guess it feels like, are you, because it feels like to me you're in this relationship and you're not necessarily trusting in this relationship. That's the energy that I felt. Like you're kind of, like you have some questions. Am I right? Because that's the energy I feel like, that there is this, like I want to be with this person, but there's something just don't feel right to me. And it feels like this has been on your mind a lot, and you've been kind of back and forth. It also feels like wanting to really address it, but not wanting to. It's almost like, you know, I want to say something, but I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to push this person away. The energy feels like there's something. I don't know exactly what it is. And I say that because a lot of times when people want me to read them, they want me to, I call it spy on other people, okay? I don't like to spy on other people. But I can say to you that the energy that I'm feeling is that you're feeling that way for a good reason. That's the energy that I'm feeling around it. And how you handle it, I mean, that's definitely up to you. It feels like to me you needing to speak. Like you don't speak. You don't use your voice enough. It's almost like being dragged along and not standing up for yourself is what it feels like to me. The energy feels like you need to say something. You need to, even if it's just to get it out, and it's almost like getting it out there, then there won't be so much anxiety around it because it's out there. Do you know what I'm saying? So the energy feels like, what are you feeling? You're right. It just doesn't feel like it's to the extreme, but it feels like if you don't start opening up and if you don't start talking and you don't start letting this person know where you're at, the energy feels like this relationship is definitely going to end.
It started Friday, and I did kind of, you know, I did express myself, and, you know, he was like, you don't trust me, you know, it's a convoluted situation because we work together, and some things came up at work, and I questioned him a lot about it, and, you know, he's just like, what, you don't, you know, why are you questioning me like you don't trust me? So since Friday, for about a week now, this is where all this has been coming from, so that's probably anxiety.
I feel your anxiety. I feel like the energy feels like me, there's anxiety and there's sadness is what I'm feeling from you. You know what is a good stone to use for the heart? It's a rose quartz. A rose quartz is an excellent stone to use for the heart. It helps open the heart. It helps with trauma. It helps with a lot of things as far as healing the heart. You know, a lot of times, too, as women, you know, you, as a person in general, your higher self is going to tell you what you need to know. And when you start listening to your higher self will tell you. A lot of times what we do as women is we feel something so strong, but because we don't want to believe it, we make it something other than what it is. That's how we get hurt, you know? And I feel like you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying this person is not a nice person, but what I can mm-hmm. say that this person is not a good person for you.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful message.
Okay, that's
message.
What I can say.
We're going to need to move on to the next caller. What I'm going to recommend that you do, because it sounds like this is a great conversation. Aisha, can you give her your website and let the listeners
sure
also
can.
Get your website so people can
yes,
connect with
you
offline?
Yes, definitely. You can contact me through my email at openingthedoor.questions@gmail.com, or you can reach me at openingthedoorreadings.com. That's my website, openingthedoorreadings.com, and my email is openingthedoor.questions@gmail.com. If you want more in-depth reading, I would love
awesome.
To talk with you.
Awesome. And if you go
Thank
to,
you.
To, if you can catch that, if you go to the radio show link, you will see that, you know, Aisha's also linked onto the page. So it sounds like the two of you connecting, she can give you some greater insights on this question mm-hmm. so that you can feel more comfortable and get kind of clear on this. Because it sounds like you need some help shuffling through this particular particular process. And God bless you. Good luck to you.
Thank
and
you.
Let us know how things are going. You take care.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Thank you.
That was a really powerful question, and it happens a lot. You know, you get into
a
situation, and you need some guidance. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Good evening. Who am I speaking
Hi.
With? Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my
call. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your question?
I'm looking for a second job, part-time job. That is rewarding for my in my career and also financially.
Okay, so what is your question about that though? And
well,
I'm asking that because I need to pull on your energy.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I'm looking locally, you know, for like a brick and mortars type job, although I live in a small town, so there's a lot of limits to that. And then I'm also
mm-hmm.
really would like something in my work, in my career, I mean, which is maybe online, you know, something I can telecommute. And but I haven't gotten any opportunities. Nobody's opened the door to me for that. So I really am frustrated.
The energy to me feels like, so what I'm feeling is that I'm not feeling the energy of the doors opening for you the way that you want them to open up for you. It feels like it's going to be something that's going to be long and it's going to drag out. I feel the energy of you starting something on your own. And it could be online-based. The energy feels like you could start something on your own with online. I don't know exactly what it is you do, but there's a strong energy that I'm feeling that you could start something online to make you extra money and that you could grow it the way that you want to make the extra income that you would need. It feels like the opportunities where you're at, it feels like there's not a lot of opportunities for you. And it just feels like for women in general, whatever area you're in, that's what it feels like to me. It doesn't feel like the doors are just opening up. It feels like most of the jobs and the stuff that you want are already taken. That's the energy that I'm feeling. So it feels like to me like something could possibly come up, but it's going to take a minute, you know, and I don't like to give time, but it just feels like it's going to be something that's going to be long and dragged out, and you really need to start to create something now to get that extra income, because it feels like, you know, there's a little bit of stress with finances. I don't see the energy of you just down and out. I don't feel that energy. But the energy does feel like you really needing to start thinking about how you can create your own. And it feels like you could do it and that it would actually happen for you sooner than you looking outside of yourself for a part-time job. But that's, you know, but you have to decide what's going to work best for you. But I see the energy of you could actually start something on your own and make extra income.
Awesome. Awesome. Does that help you
there? Well, do you have a connection that I made with a woman here in town locally who has a shop that's like for yoga and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually really looking for, in that regard, once a week afternoon of doing readings down at that shop, especially astrology, which is my big passion, but I also do a lot of other things. This was a connection that was made before the Mercury retrograde, so I know not to do anything during the Mercury retrograde, which ends on the 22nd, but you got to give it a few days for the shadow period. So I was wondering if you, she's very hard to get a hold of, I mean literally, not just email, I mean literally at the store even. They have very irregular hours, so you never know if you'll find her there or not. But I'm wondering if you think that that's going to be something that's going to pan out.
I see with that it could work out, but you would really have to sell this to her. Do you know what I mean? You'd really have to sell it to her. You'd really have to make her see how this is going to help to benefit the both of you. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sort of like she kind of likes her. She likes things the way that they are. So if you're going to introduce this to her, you really got to come at it. You got to really think about it. Like, not a whim. Like, you really have to go ahead and do the business piece of it, how it's going to help her, how it's going to benefit her, her clients. So before you go and try and pitch anything to her, be on point with where you're going with this and make sure that it's something that is going to appeal to her where she can get some kind of something out of it also, and how it's going to bring in more clients for her, because it's basically, this is her baby. She likes
well,
it the
I've
way
already, I've already talked with her about it, and as it happens, she was already on my page. I mean, this is something she's already looking to create. She already was in the process of creating this, you know, having people come in to do readings and healings and things like that. So she was already, this is already her idea. She already was moving forward with that. I showed up, and it's sort of a synchronicity. We'll call it a synchronicity. I showed up and I went, hey, I'm interested in doing this. What do you think about it? She's like, hey, I'm already there. So it was really more a matter of, you know, kind of coordinating it, I think.
Mm-hmm. You're still going to have to.
We're running out of time here again because the show is starting to trickle into the end, and this is another great connection.
Okay.
You could give her an email address one more time, shout out your email address for us.
Yes, my email address is openingthedoor.questions@gmail.com.
Great. So I think what I'm hearing is that you need to take the stand that this is what you want to do, and go in there and on point and pitch it, and looking forward to hearing from you when you're over there doing the readings that you're looking forward to do. But I really suggest that you connect with Aisha offline and try to get some clarity, because it sounds like you just have a couple more things you want to kind of gauge there. And we always appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
You have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye. Really, really great. Lots of callers. You still have some more people that are on hold waiting to call in, and we've run out of time. So I just want to say it's been a pleasure having you here. For those of you who did not get through, please do pop a line over to Aisha. You can catch her link on the page. If you enjoyed the show, please like the program so that we can get more visibility. The more visibility we get, the more practitioners I can bring to you. You've got about 35 seconds, Aisha. Give them a call to action.
You know, I want to say to people too that I also, you know, I do readings, and I also create clothing, and I put energy in it to help people do things. So if it's someone who is having trouble with speaking, blue is communication. So I create clothing that would help a person to feel confident about going to an interview, and I put energy into it. So it's, you know, so I do a lot of different things with my readings. And so, you know, if you are having some issues and you need some help, contact me. I would love to talk to you and have a consultation with you to help you get some clarity on whatever issue. It doesn't have to just be about love. It can be money, finances. It can be about your family, or just how to navigate, because a lot of times We just don't know how to navigate in this world, and we may need some help. And so I would love to help
we're
you. So,
up,
you know, please contact me.
We're closing up the show. I thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And
thank
maybe we'll
you
bring
for
you back sometime
me.
Soon. God bless you, Aisha. And God bless everyone
God bless
listening.
You.
And as I always say, ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. Take care, everyone, and good night.
You're a wonderful person. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Awesome.